Triple M Jane Day for breakfast, 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Did you see Brian May had a heart attack?
Yeah, apparently he broke his backside.
Oh, he had pulled muscles. He was doing gardening.
Yeah.
He had pulled buttock muscles or something like that.
You know you're old when you start pulling muscles in your buttocks.
Well, there wasn't that, though. So he thought that that's what the issue was and went to the doctor, and then they said, no, you're having a heart attack.
What?
So any sign at all could be a heart attack.
Wow. Didn't know about that.
Ridiculous, hey? You can read about that on our website, triplem.com.au. Glad he's okay, though. Up to tops of 21, 22 degrees around Mackay, which Sundays, I think Brian May would probably be okay in the cold. He's got that hair to cover his ears.
That he does, plus he's English.
Well, we've just opened up the phone lines, 132710. Do you prefer the hot? Do you prefer the cold? We know that temps around our region should get back to normal for Mackay with Sundays as of Friday, they're saying.
Jody in Serena, do you prefer the hot or the cold?
Cold, because you can always put heaps of layers on, and whereas with the heat, you really can't.
Yes.
Well, not in public.
Yep.
But yeah, so that's why I always love the cold. I'd hate to sweat my butt off all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's why cold, hands down.
Summer is expensive when you put in the aircon units and everything else, especially for people like me who are a little bit chubby.
Well, that's right. I feel the heat. Trust me. I think everyone feels the heat.
Yep.
So I prefer the cold any day.
Do you feel the cold, though? Like, does it go through you to the point where you're rugged up with a million layers?
No. I'm walking around in a singlet at the moment.
Oh, Jesus, no. Oh, my God, I can't deal with that. I can't deal. Jody, thank you for the call.
Okay, no worries.
See ya. Singlet, and it's 12 degrees.
Well, she might be inside. Might be beautiful in there, like around about 18 degrees or something like that. Who knows? Vicky is in Havana. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hot or cold, Vicky?
Cold, definitely, all the way.
Yeah, see, you can warm up. You can put the layers on, as Jody said before.
Mm. Yeah, we grew up in Stanthorpe, and my son used to do a paper run.
Oh, really?
Morning. It never gets over 5 degrees in Stanthorpe. It's always cold there.
This one morning, we're doing a paper run at 5 o'clock in the morning with my son, and it was like minus 11 degrees.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah,
my tracksuit pants were frozen on the end, and my partner had icicles in his beard, and my rat actually froze to death in her cage that night.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's just a little bit too on the extreme side.
Rest in peace, that poor little rat. Oh, my God. Vicky, thanks for the call. That is too cold. See, that's far too cold. I've got a friend who lives in Stanthorpe.
Yeah.
And they are always talking about, this current temp today is like minus... I'm like, nah, pass for that. Thank you.
See, there's a point where it's just too cold, but yeah. And that's Stanthorpe.
Poor rat. I should laugh at a horrible thing. All right, Jane Day for breakfast. Up in just a moment. We've got a big announcement to make when it comes to snorers in your household. You don't want to miss this. We'll get to it in just a second. The Black Crows, Jane Day for breakfast, 19 to 8, Triple M morning.